ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायसो भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट नंबर 41-43। सो द 43rd वर्स इज देयर इन द बोर्ड। सो फर्स्ट वी रीड 41-43। या नो प्रॉब्लम। सो फर्स्ट वी रीसाइट द 43rd वर्स। तृतेस्मिन् भवे हम वै तेनैव वपुषाथ वाम। जातो भूयस्तयोरेव सत्यं मे व्याहृतं सति। तृतीये फॉर द थर्ड टाइम अस्मिन् भवे इन द अपीयरेंस एज कृष्णा अहम् I myself. Vai, indeed, tena, with the same personality, eva, in this way, vapusha, by the form, atha, as, vam, of both of you, jataha, born, bhuyaha, again, tayoho, of both of you, eva, indeed, satyam, take as truth, me, my, vyarhitam, words, sati, O supremely chaste. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Prabhupada ki jai. O supremely chaste mother, I, the same personality, have now appeared of both of you as your son for the third time. Take my words as the truth. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead chooses a father and mother from whom to take birth again and again. The Lord took birth originally from Sutapa and Prishni, then from Kashyapa and Aditi, and again from the same father and mother, Vasudeva and Devaki. In other appearances also the Lord said, I took the form of an ordinary child just to become your son, so that we could reciprocate eternal love. Jiva Goswami has explained this verse in his Krishna Sandarbha 96 chapter, wherein he notes that in text 37, the Lord says, Amuna Vapusha, meaning by this same form. In other words, the Lord told Devaki, this time I have appeared in my original form as Sri Krishna. Srila Jiva Goswami says that the other forms were partial expansions of the Lord's original form. But because of the intense love developed by Prishti and Sutapa, the Lord appeared from Devaki and Vasudeva in his full opulence as Sri Krishna. In this verse, the Lord confirms, I am the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, but I appear in full opulence as Sri Krishna. This is the purport of the word Teneva Vapusha. When the Lord mentioned the birth of Prishnigarbha, he did not say Teneva Vapusha, but he assured Devaki that in the third birth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna had appeared, not his partial expansion. Prishnigarbha and Vamana were partial expansions of Krishna, but in this third birth, Krishna himself appeared. This is the explanation given in Sri Krishna Sandarbha by Srila Jiva Goswami. And 41st and 42nd verse.
अदृष्टवान्यतमं लोके शीलोदार्य गुणे समं अहम सूतो वाम अभवम प्रिष्णि गर्भ इति श्रुतः.
सिंस आई फाउंड नो वन एल्स एज हाईली एलिवेटेड एज यू इन सिंप्लिसिटी एंड अदर क्वालिटीज ऑफ गुड कैरेक्टर आई अपियर्ड इन दिस वर्ल्ड एज प्रिष्णि गर्भ और वन हु इज सेलिब्रेटेड एज हैविंग टेकन बर्थ फ्रॉम प्रिष्णि परपट इन द त्रेता युग द लॉर्ड अपियर्ड एज प्रिष्णि गर्भ. श्री विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर सेज प्रिष्णि गर्भ इति सोयम त्रेता युगावतारो लक्ष्यते. तयोर्वाम पुनर एवाहम आदित्याम आस कश्यपात उपेन्द्रेति विख्यातो वामनात्तावाच वामनः.
द नेक्स्ट मिलेनियम आई अगेन अपियर फ्रॉम द टू ऑफ यू हु अपियर्ड एज माय मदर अदिति एंड माय फादर कश्यप. आई वाज नोन एज उपेन्द्र एंड बिकॉज ऑफ बीइंग अ ड्वार्फ आई वाज आल्सो नोन एज वामन.
हुम ज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया शक्षुमलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं. वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्री उत पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्री रूपं साग्रजातं सहगन रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सती देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय. वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुवैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देशतारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे
हरे कृष्णा. सीकिंग ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ महाराज एंड पंचोड़ प्रभु श्रुति प्रभु वेरी ग्रेटफुल टू कैन दिस ब्लेस मी आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग ऑन दिस वर्सेस ऑफ भागवतम. So we read three verses today, 41, 42 and 43, where Krishna is speaking to Devaki. So we have been hearing that how this is the birth of Lord Krishna, that how Krishna appeared in his beautiful four-handed form before Vasudeva and Devaki. So first Vasudeva offered prayers and then Devaki offered beautiful prayers. And now the Lord himself is speaking and he is telling that how he is pleased with them and he is reminding that how he appeared earlier also as their son. So he is saying that I found no one as highly elevated as you in simplicity and other qualities of good character and appeared in this world as Prishni Garbha. So the first incarnation Lord is saying that he appeared as Prishni Garbha. So that time his mother's name was Prishni and father Sutapa. So they performed austerities, Prishni and Sutapa. And the same Prishna and Sutapa, they again took birth as Aditi and Kashyapa. And we all know the famous son of Aditi and Kashyapa, Lord Vamandev. In the 8th canto, there is a nice description of the pastimes of Vamandev. And Vamandev is also known as Upendra because he is the younger brother of Indra. So Upendra. And also Vamana because he was a dwarf. And now Krishna is saying in this verse today, 43rd verse, that I, the same personality, have now appeared of both of you as your son for the third time. Take my words as truth. So Krishna is assuring that because of your penances, because you desire this benediction, therefore twice I have already taken birth as your son And for the third time, I am again appearing now. The purport Srila Prabhupada quotes Jiva Goswami and says that the words here, teneva vapushatha, is very important because it says the same personality. And actually, Prabhupada explains that that Krishna is saying that in this form, he is the original personality of Godhead. The earlier two were partial incarnations, Vrishnigarbha and Vamana. But here, it's the supreme personality of Godhead in his full opulences. So, this is something important here, that teneva vapusha, that Lord Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, full in the entire, fullest manifestation of absolute truth. We all know the verse of Bhagavatam, ete chansa kalapunsa krishnastu bhagwan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam mridayanti yuge yuge. That all the incarnations are either partial expansions of Krishna or expansions of expansion of Krishna, but the original personality of Godhead is Krishna himself. And so this is what has been explained. And here, Prishnigarbha. So we all know about Vamana, but we don't know much about Prishnigarbha. So I did a little search in Prabhupada's books. So Prishnigarbha, 2-3 times it is mentioned that he is the same form who came to offer benediction Dhruv Maharaj. Right, Maharaj? Dhruv Maharaj, the Lord who appeared before Dhruv Maharaj, he is known as Prishnigarbha. In second canto and third canto, in some purports, Prabhupada explains this. And that the form of the Lord who came to bless Dhruv Maharaj, he is Prishnigarbha. Thank you, Maharaj, for confirming. Yeah. So that's what I did a search and found, that Prishnigarbha is that form of Lord who came to bless Dhruv Maharaj. We all know the pastime that when Dhruv Maharaj performed austerities, he wanted a kingdom greater than his great grandfather. And Narad Muni advised him and he told him to chant the mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And within a short time, just look at the determination of Dhruv Maharaj, that within a very short time, within 6 months, a small boy of 5 years, he could have darshan of Krishna. So it was possible because of the mercy of Narad Muni and his own determination, a combination of both. So mercy and endeavor. And the Lord appeared in a special four-handed form of Vishnu, and that is Prishnigarbha. So what the Lord is saying here, that appeared from the womb of Prishni and Sutapa in the form of Prishnigarbha. And the same Lord, he came to bless Dhruv Maharaj. And Sutapa, so sometimes Prishni and Sutapa, they both look like names of female. So I was also, so Prishni is the name of mother and Sutapa is the name of father. Generally in Sanskrit, when there is A in the end, it refers to female. But here, Sutapa is father. So Sutapa is the father and Prishni, mother. And same Prishni and Sutapa, they appeared again as Kashyapa and Aditi. And the famous son was Vamandev. And now again the Lord is saying that I am appearing as Devaki, I am appearing as Krishna and you have appeared as Devaki and Vasudev. So in this section, Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, in the previous verses, when the severe austerities of Krishna and Sutapa were mentioned, that for 12,000 celestial years, one celestial year is 360 earthly years, because there one day is 1 year of ours. So if you calculate 12,000 into 360 is how much? Lakhs of years, right? So they did austerities for such a long duration of time, and they were eating dry leaves and practicing pranayam and eating air and dry leaves, and that's how they cleansed their mind. And then they desired benediction from that. Krishna himself is saying that this is what you did in your previous birth, because you were ordered by Lord Brahma to create progeny, and therefore you first underwent austerities. The Vedic culture that that when children, before begetting children, we have to perform austerities. And Prabhupada says that best austerity for us is chanting the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So Prabhupada says that we cannot perform other austerities, and that is not required also. So for us, the simple austerity of chanting the Maha Mantra is recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by that, Srila Prabhupada says that we'll become completely cleansed and we can go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada also says no need to desire to have Krishna as son, but rather we should desire to go back to home, back to Godhead. So that has been explained in the previous verses. And here, so there's three things, three incarnations, Prishnigarbha, Vamana and the form of Krishna himself. And Jiva Goswami in Srila Prabhupada explains that these words are very significant, Teneiva Vapusha. That means Krishna is saying that I am the original form, the others were my expansions. So this is, Krishna is beautifully speaking to Vasudeva and Devaki, and he was pleased by their austerities. There is another nice pastime where this same names they appear. So I'll just read something about that pastime from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Actually, Mahaprabhu took sannyas on the day of Makar Sankranti, which is next week from now. Today is 7 January. 14 January is Makar Sankranti. And that's the day when Mahaprabhu took sannyas. So we'll read a little bit about this beautiful pastime of how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And in the end, actually, why I'm reading this, because he will tell to his mother Sachi that don't worry, you are the same, you were Prishni before, you were Devaki, you were Aditi, and now you are my mother Sachi, I am in your son. So somehow this, I just got the inspiration to read this section of Chaitanya Bhagavat. So let us read this wonderful pastime of Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. So, how it happened? So once, of course, there are many reasons for Mahaprabhu's taking sannyas, because he mainly came to preach, and so that was beneficial, taking sannyas, and he wanted to travel and preach. But how it happened in the past time? So let us read. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to exhibit various kinds of feelings of ecstasy. So one day, Mahaprabhu was sitting, Nimai Pandit that time, or Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Ekadina Gopi Bhave Jagata Ishvara Vrindavana Gopi Gopi Bole Nirantara. One day the Lord of the universe became absorbed in the mood of the gopis and chanted Vrindavan Gopi Gopi. So usually Mahaprabhu should chant Krishna Krishna, but that day Mahaprabhu was chanting Vrindavan Gopi Gopi. Shishi Gornitai Ki Chai Krishna Balaram Nadashan. And at that time a student came there for some purpose, not understanding the internal mood of the Lord, he spoke. So one student came there. So what he said? Gopi gopi ke na bole nimai pandita, gopi gopi chhade Krishna bolaha twarita. So he told, why are you chanting gopi gopi? You should chant Krishna Krishna. What piety will you achieve by chanting gopi gopi? Ki punya janmibe gopi gopi nama leite Krishna nama leite se punya veda. So he was like, he didn't know the proper conception of holy name. So he said, you'll get punya, you'll get piety by chanting Krishna's name. Why you are chanting the name of gopi gopi? And that time the Lord was in a different mood, and he suddenly became very angry, and he said, the Lord said, Krishna is a rogue, who will worship him? He mercilessly killed Vali for no fault of his. Being controlled by his wife, he cut off the nose and ears of another woman. Who was that woman? The Supanrekha in Lord Ram's pastime. And he killed Vali. You know that Lord Ram killed Vali in a little controversial manner. He took everything away from Bali Maharaj and sent him to Patal. You know, then when Krishna came in the form of Vamandev, you know, Vaman surrendered everything to the Lord, but still the Lord bound him up and he sent him to Patal Lok. What will I gain by chanting his name? After speaking in this way, Mahaprabhu, who was absorbed in ecstasy, took up a stick and rushed to beat the student. The student suddenly quickly got up and ran away, with Mahaprabhu chasing after him, exclaiming, catch him, catch him. Seeing the angry lord with a stick in the hand, the student panicked and ran away. The student did not understand the different mood by which the lord was chasing him. He became greatly frightened and ran for his life. The devotees quickly ran after the lord and soon caught him and brought him back. As they all pacified the lord, the student fearfully ran far away. So in this pastime we see that lord was chanting Gopi Gopi, and the other student, he criticized and he said, why are you chanting Gopi Gopi, chant Krishna Krishna. But lord was in different mood. It is said that Mahaprabhu was in the mood of Radharani that time. And you know, when Krishna left Vrindavan and Uddhava came to pacify the Vrajvasi, so that time there is a nice chapter, Song of the Bumblebee. So there also Radharani tells the same things. Yes, Maharaj? Same thing Radharani says there, that so this is in a loving mood, the highest form of ecstasy, where Radharani is criticizing Krishna in a loving way, that this Krishna, he killed Vali in a hiding behind a tree, he cut off the nose of Shupanrekha, so, and he punished Bali Maharaj, even though Bali Maharaj surrendered everything to the Lord. The same mood Mahaprabhu is speaking here, that why should I take the name of Krishna? So of course this is a very high stage, so we should understand this properly. But so of course the student didn't understand this, and he was completely scared because Mahaprabhu was running after him with stick in his hand. And the student somehow he ran and he escaped from Mahaprabhu, and then he went to the other students and he told the other students, he was like sighing, he was breathing heavily, and he said, you know what happened today? I somehow survived. I was lucky to survive. He said, what happened? Are, this Nimai Pandit, people call him as a great saint. So I went to see him and I saw him chanting Gopi Gopi instead of the name of Krishna Krishna. And when I asked him that why are you chanting Gopi Gopi, not chanting Krishna Krishna, he ran after me to beat me. And he criticized Krishna with such filthy words that I cannot repeat, you know. So the students were saying, he used such filthy words for Krishna that I can't even tell that. Oh, somehow I was saved by the will of destiny. And on hearing this, the other foolish friends, they also became agitated, and they discussed among themselves. They said, what? This Nimai has become so arrogant. He's also a Brahmana boy. We are also boys of Brahmanas. He just studied with us. He was our classmate. Now he thinks he's become such a big acharya that he can beat all of us. So the students became very angry, and they said that we'll not tolerate this. So next time if he does this, then we'll also teach him a lesson. We'll also beat him up. In this way, the sinful students made a plan which was understood by Sri Sachinandan, the super soul. One day Mahaprabhu was sitting in the midst of his associates. Suddenly he spoke something strange which no one could understand. They were all struck with wonder. So Mahaprabhu made a very famous statement. He said, Karila pipali khanda kafa nivartite, ulatiya arakaf badite dehete. I made the medicine pipali khanda to clear excess mucus, but instead of clearing the mucus in the body, it created more. After saying this, the lord of all laughed loudly. The devotees could not understand why he was laughing and became anxious. So Mahaprabhu made a very strange statement. He said that I brought one medicine. In Ayurveda there is a medicine called Pipali Khanda, which is used to cure mucus. You know, in this winter season many times I have mucus. I remember once I had also taken long back, little bitter medicine, Pipali Khanda. So Mahaprabhu is saying that I brought this Pipali Khanda to cure mucus, but rather it is increasing the mucus. That means what was Mahaprabhu's intention? That I came to deliver everyone, and now these foolish people, by committing offenses against me, they are increasing their sin, they are increasing their offenses, they will go to hell. I came to deliver them, but the opposite effect is happening. They are becoming more degraded by offending me. And other devotees didn't understand, but one devotee understood this, the inner mood of Mahaprabhu. Who was that? Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu understood that Mahaprabhu will take sannyas soon. So Nityananda Prabhu understood and he was very sad. Nityananda became absorbed in lamentation As he realized, the Lord would certainly take sannyas. Thinking that the Lord would shave off his beautiful hair, Nityananda became agitated with distress. So Nityananda became very sad, because devotees, they always want to see Mahaprabhu in the mood of Gauranga Sundari, Nadia, having beautiful hairs and wearing nice ornaments. They don't want to see the Lord in his sannyas form. Therefore, when we worship the Lord also, we worship in the mood of Mahaprabhu in Nadia, right, in the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So then Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, they went to a corner and they started speaking. And the Lord said that, "My dear Nityananda, I want to reveal my heart to you." So then Mahaprabhu told Nityananda that this is what happened. A few days back, some boys wanted to beat me up. And then Mahaprabhu told that I incarnated to deliver the people of the world, but it appears that I am destroying them. Soon you will see me shave my head and give up my Brahmana thread. I will wander about begging as a sannyasi. I will become a beggar at the door of those who have decided to beat me. Then they will fall flat at my feet, and when they see me, and in this way I will deliver the entire world. Everyone offers obeisances to sannyasi, and no one dares to beat one. As a sannyasi, I will soon wander from door to door begging. Let me see who then beats me. So just see Mahaprabhu's compassion. He saw that people are offending him, they wanted to beat him, and he could see that they are going to hell because of this. So Mahaprabhu told that I must take sannyas. Because at least in those days, even now to some extent, people have some respect for sannyasis. Of course now it's not so much, but at least 500 years back, no one even dared to speak anything bad about a sannyasi. So Mahaprabhu said, "I will take sannyas." So this is again the highest manifestation of Lord's mercy, that out of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls, Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And he knew that devotees will be very unhappy. So Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu that if you want the world to be delivered, I hope you will not forbid me from taking sannyas. Do not feel unhappy for even a moment, for you know the purpose of my incarnation. So he's telling to Nityananda Prabhu, "Oh Nityananda, you know that I have appeared to deliver the fallen souls, and now they are offending me, so better that I take sannyas." But hearing this, Nityananda's mind, body and life affairs were shattered, because he could not imagine that Gauranga Mahaprabhu will shave his head. Nityananda said, "Oh Lord, you are supremely independent. Whatever you desire will certainly take place." He said, "My Lord, whatever you want, you can do. Who can stop you? You are the maintainer of all the planets." But Nityananda Prabhu was sad at heart. And then Nityananda Prabhu said, "Okay, we can tolerate, my dear Lord. Okay, somehow we'll tolerate because it is your plan. But what about your mother? How will Mother Sachi survive when the Lord leaves home?" So Nityananda Prabhu was thinking that how Mother Sachi will tolerate this. Because we know that Mother Sachi, already Jagannath Mishra had left for the spiritual world. His elder brother Vishwaroop, he had also taken sannyas. So the only reason for Mother Sachi to continue her life was because of Nimai, her beloved son. So if Nimai also would take sannyas, then how would Mother Sachi continue her life? That is what was worrying Nityananda Prabhu. So in this way, and then the Lord told Mukunda also. See, he just told 2-3 of his confidential devotees, Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda, Gadadhar, like that. Only 3-4 devotees Mahaprabhu told about his confidential plan of taking sannyas. And everybody was very sad. Even Mukunda told the same thing, that how will Mother Sachi live without you? My dear Lord, you can also preach as a grihastha. What is the need of taking sannyas? So in this way, the devotees, they somehow wanted to change Lord's mind. And they were feeling very sad that how we decorate Lord's hair now with flowers. So in this way, the devotees were feeling a little sad. In the meantime, what happened? The news somehow reached. Somehow in this world, anything happens, the news spreads very fast. So although there were no WhatsApp those days, because through WhatsApp the news spreading is very fast, Facebook, WhatsApp, but still the news spread somehow. And the news reached Sachi Mata. And when Mother Sachi heard this, she became so distressed that she forgot where she was. Just imagine, you know, she became practically lifeless. Because what a shock it was for Mother Sachi, that I am living only for my son Nimai, and he will also take sannyas. It was a big shock for Mother Sachi. She was so one day, so this is the last portion, I'll just read 5 minutes. So this is where Mahaprabhu will pacify Mother Sachi. So let's read this. One day, as a lotus-eyed lord was sitting at home, Mother Sachi began to speak to him with tears in her eyes. So Mother Sachi said, "My dear son, do not leave your mother. This sinful person is surviving only by looking at your face. How will I survive without seeing your lotus eyes, your moon-like face, your reddish lips, your pearly teeth resembling kunda flowers, or your elephant-like gait? And how will I survive without hearing your words that shower nectar? Stay at home and happily perform sankirtan in the company of your followers, headed by Advaita and Shivas, your intimate companion Nityananda and your dear friends like Gadadhar." So Mother Sachi is saying, what is the need to take sannyas? You stay at home, you have such wonderful devotees, Nityananda, Advaita, Shivas, you perform kirtan. I am not stopping you in your devotional service. You incarnate to preach religious principles. But what kind of religious principle is it to leave your mother? So you came here to establish dharma, right? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Parityanaya sadhunam, vinashaya duskutam, dharma sansapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. You came to establish dharma, but you are setting a bad example. You are leaving your young wife, just married, Vishnupriya. You are leaving your widowed mother and you want to take sannyas. What a bad example will you set for the world? You are the personification of religious principles, yet you leave your mother. How then will you teach religious principles in the world? Sachi was grief-stricken with love as he spoke. As Vishwambar listened, his throat became choked and he was unable to answer. "Your elder brother has left me and your father has gone to Vaikuntha. Yet I forget all grief by looking at your face. If you leave me, I will certainly die. My dear Gauranga, it is not proper for you to leave your widowed mother. Perform kirtan with the devotees in your own house. Nityananda is there to assist you. I look at your two eyes filled with love and your two long arms. Your words shower nectar. Without a lamp, my house is illuminated by the effulgence of your body. How much nectar emanates from your reddish lotus feet." So she is glorifying her son, saying, "My dear Nimai, your two eyes are filled with love. Your two long arms are so beautiful. Your words shower nectar. And so much effulgence is coming out of your body that there is no need to light any lamp in my house." As Sachi became grief-stricken with love while speaking, Vishwambar sat and listened. It appeared as though Kaushalya was instructing Ramachandra. Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda bestow happiness and are always filled with ecstasy. Thus Vrindavan Das sings their blissful glories. As Mother Sachi lamented in this way, the Lord neither raised his head nor spoke a word. And then finally, when the Lord realized that his mother would not survive, the Lord took her to a solitary place and spoke something confidential. So then the Lord realized that Mother Sachi will not survive. So then Lord wanted to pacify her. The Lord said, "O mother, pacify your mind and hear how many lifetimes I have been your son." Prabhu bole, "Mata tumi sthira karmana, shunayata janma ami tumara nandana, chitta diya shunaha apana guna grama, konakale aichela tumara prishni nama." Hear attentively about your own glories. Sometimes in the past your name was Prishni. Like today we heard the Lord is saying that you came as Prishni. So here again, Mahaprabhu is saying, "My mother, please remember your own glories. Don't lament like ordinary mother. You are my eternal mother and father. You are my eternal mother. In the past, your name was Prishni. Tathaya chila tumi amara janani, tabe tumi swarge hoilo aditi apani. And then he said, again, you appeared as mother Aditi in the heavenly planets, and I appeared as your son. At that time, I incarnated as Vamana, and you were my mother. So Lord is reminding that please remember your glories. Please, so Mahaprabhu is just like here, Krishna reminded Vasudeva and Devaki that this is not my first birth from you. You came as Prishni and Sutapa, and I took birth as Prishni Garbha. You came as Kashyap and Aditi, and I took birth as Vamana. So again here, Mahaprabhu is reminding Mother Sachi that don't lament. You are my eternal mother. Earlier you came as Prishni and I became your son Prishni Garbha. Then you came as Aditi and I became your son Vamana. Later you became Devahuti and I again became your son Kapila. So Devahuti is saying that in every incarnation, whenever I come, you are my eternal mother. And then the Lord says, then you become Kaushalya and I again become your son as Ramachandra. Then you became Devaki in Mathura and you were locked up within the prison of the demon Kamsa. At that time, you were also my mother. You are that same Devaki and I am your son. So this is how Mahaprabhu pacified his mother. He said, please remember your glories that you are Prishni. You only came as Aditi. You came as Devahuti and I became your son Kapila. You came as Kaushalya and I became your son Ramachandra. You became Devaki in Mathura and I became your son Krishna. And now I have taken birth from your womb to spread this Sankirtan movement. And Mahaprabhu says, I will take two more births. This is very interesting. He says, I will take two more births from you. So what are the two more births? He's saying, in my form as a deity, you are my mother as earth. In my form as a holy name, you are my mother as the tongue. Very interesting. He says, Mora archa murti mata tumi se dharani, jiva rupa tumi mata name rajanani. I'll also take birth in the form of archa murti, like we have the deities here. And you are my mother as earth. So earth is also not different from Mother Sachi. And also, when I incarnate in the form of holy names, you are my mother as the tongue. In this way, you are my mother birth after birth. There is never any separation between you and me. Ei mata tumi amar mata janme janme, tomara amara kabhu tyagana hi marme. So in this way, Mahaprabhu convinced his mother that you are my mother birth after birth. There is never any separation between you and me. I have sincerely disclosed this to you so that you should not feel any more grief. After the Lord spoke these most confidential topics, Sachi became somewhat pacified. Accepting Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. So I just read this beautiful pastime where the Lord is reminding Mother Sachi that don't lament, that you are my eternal mother. And then after this, the final chapter, Lord's pastime of accepting sannyas. So on the day of Makar Sankranti, which is next week, so the Lord in the evening, all the devotees will come to Lord's house, and the Lord had nice exchange with all the wonderful devotees, and the Lord gave final instructions to all of them to always chant Krishna's names, to always remember Krishna. And then, very interesting, one very nice instruction Mahaprabhu gives to devotees the night before he took sannyas. I heard this from Gaur Govind Maharaj in his lectures, he quoted this. Yadi ama pratisneha thake sabakara, tabe krishna vyatirikta nagaibe ara. So Mahaprabhu is saying, if you have any affection for me, then don't speak about any topics other than Krishna. Whether you are sleeping, eating or waking, day and night, think of Krishna and chant his name. की शयने की भोजने की बा जागरणे अहर निश चिंत कृष्ण बोलह वदने. So this is something very, very nice look, very inspiring verse that Mahaprabhu is saying, if you actually have some affection for me, then what we should do? Always chant his holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So these are the final instructions that Mahaprabhu gave before he took sannyas. And then that night, his dear devotee Shridhar, Shridhar Khulavesh came with a bottle guard, locky we say. That was the last thing that Mahaprabhu had. So Lord loved Shridhar Khulavesh so much that Shridhar, when he brought this locky bottle guard from his home, so Mahaprabhu said, how can I leave home without accepting the gift from my dear devotee? So Mahaprabhu told Mother Sachi to cook this locky, and someone brought milk, and the last bhoga that the Lord had before he left his home was this special item made of milk and bottle guard, locky kheer. And then that very night, around 2 or 3 late in the night, Mahaprabhu left his home and went to take sannyas. And that time when he left his home, so Mother Sachi knew that Lord will leave, so she was waiting at the doorstep. And then Mahaprabhu came, and Mother Sachi was in so much, you know, this whole picture of this Chaitanya Bhagavat, very beautiful picture, that Mother Sachi is sitting at the doorstep. And the authors, it is mentioned here that the only movement in Mother Sachi's body was tears. She was stunned. She was just sitting silently. She could not speak anything. Only tears were rolling from her eyes. And Mahaprabhu came. He touched her feet and circumambulated his mother and took her blessings and left to take sannyas. He crossed the Ganges. He went to Katwa. And we know the pastime, that how he took sannyas from Keshav Bharti. So very beautiful pastime. And Srila Prabhupada often told in his lectures and books that how Mahaprabhu did such a big sacrifice for all of us, leaving behind his loving mother, his young wife. Why? Just because of his compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Because he knew that, he saw that devout people, foolish people, they were offending him. They are thinking him like ordinary grihastha, like ordinary human being. So therefore he took sannyas, because as a sannyasi, everybody would offer respect to him. And just by paying obeisances to Mahaprabhu, people will get lot of spiritual benefit. Hare Krishna. So any questions, comments? Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yeah. So they are also eternal, of course, because there are two planets, right? In Krishna Loka, we have eternal Golok Vrindavan. We also have a Dwarka there. So in Dwarka, Vasudev and Devaki, they are eternal parents of Krishna. And in Golok Vrindavan, Nanda and Yashoda, they are eternal parents of Krishna. So both are eternal parents. Because Krishna is existing simultaneously in Golok Vrindavan and Dwarka. Okay, that's the question. Yeah, somehow you are right. I mean, whatever is in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Yeah, Nimai could have also mentioned that. This is an interesting question. That why Nimai, he mentioned all the names, that I came as Lord Ram, you came as Kaushalya, I came as Kapil Dev, you came as Devahuti. But he didn't mention that I came as Krishna and you came as Nanda and Yashoda. Probably just my speculation, anyway, I don't want to speculate. This is there in Maharaj, you would like to answer anything? Yes. Yeah, so actually, as Mother is saying, it's same personalities, even Yashoda. So Mother Sachi is also Yashoda. So we should not say that Yashoda and Sachi are different. In one sense, we can same because Mother Yashoda is the source of all the feelings of Vatsalya for Krishna. So in that sense, all the forms who come as mother of the Lord, they are ultimately expansion of Yashoda Maya, right, Maharaj? Can you explain in this way? So even Devaki in one sense, the expansion of Yashoda. So it is not mentioned, but yeah. Okay, nice observation, yes. Thank you for the question. Any other questions or comments?
Regarding So, Mother Devaki was surprised how come you appear in Vishnu Path Chakra Guru. She was interesting. So just like reminds her that when they were Sutapada, Krishna and Sutapada, then I appeared this Buddha. And you wanted that this cute, I want to be one some similar to you, Master Vishwa. For that reason I appeared at Vishnu family, but it was your request originally. I appeared in front of you in Vishnu family, and just I appeared like son like you. So for that reason, I appeared. Otherwise, I have not any interest to maintain this path. I your request immediately. See, the question has Krishna become shy, yes. Like human shy. Also, Tritiya third in Sri Krishna Bhagavatam, Kapil Dev, no mentioned. Your Ramachand also not mentioned. But many places it mentioned that you become Kausalya. So sometimes in description, some little difference description is also there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, Maharaj said here it's mentioned Tritiya, third time. But in the purport also Prabhupada says that in all incarnations Lord chooses the same mother and father. That is also Prabhupada mentions. And Chaitanya Bhagavat, we just now read that Lord Himself is saying that you were Kausalya. So and so let's remember this beautiful pastime of Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. But this should give a lot of impetus for us in devotional service, that how Lord did such a big sacrifice. He left his loving mother and his young wife just to deliver all of us. So we should also take up this mission of Lord Chaitanya seriously, of the Sankirtan movement, by becoming good devotees and trying to assist in Mahaprabhu's mission, assisting Srila Prabhupada and the whole Guru Parampara in spreading this movement of Mahaprabhu.
Hare. In Chaitanya Chaitanya, frankly described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas Magh Purnima. Month was Magh and Purnima, but here it described that 14th of January.
Yeah, Makar Sankranti.
So sometimes in description, little difference is there. Usually, Magh Purnima doesn't come on Makar Sankranti day. Usually, it comes first day in the beginning of one year, even end of February. This year probably it is 27th of February, Magh Purnima. And Makar Sankranti is in a few days and 1 week. Sometimes description is different.
Yeah, but the essence is that we at least remember this pastime, whether it's Makar Sankranti or Magh Purnima, but we can at least remember this beautiful pastime, that how Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And that should inspire us, that how much the Lord, out of His causeless mercy, He made such a big sacrifice. He left His loving mother, widow mother, and His young wife just to deliver all of us and spread this Krishna consciousness. So, okay. Thank you all very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.